Shmuel says that we have to get drunk on Purim. So the Torah writes mitzvah larbot sehudat Purim. There's a mitzvah to eat a lot on Purim. And then he quotes the Gemara. You gotta get drunk. Till you don't know the difference between Aram and Baruch Mordechai, and you don't fulfill this obligation at night. Says the Beis Yosef, Mimra de Rava. This is what Rava says in the Gemara, that you drink till you don't know the difference between Aram and Baruch Mordechai. And Tosus writes, Lav Davka, it doesn't literally mean you don't know the difference between, Tosus quotes this, and then Tosus quotes the continuation of the quote from the, what it says in the Maseches Sofrim, I think, Aram Baruch Mordechai, Arur Azeresh Brucha Esther, Arurim Koshom, Bruchim Kol Tzadikim, and that's what the Ran writes, that if the whole point is Aram and Baruch Mordechai, so then even if you drink a lot, you're still going to be able to say Aram and Baruch Mordechai. The question is, can you get all of them right? Aram Baruch Mordechai, Arur Azeresh Brucha Esther, Arurim Kol Sham Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim. And then the Ran says, but Rabbeinu Ephraim writes, the continuation of the Gemara tells you a story that Rabba got up in the meal. He had drunk, and he walked over to Rav Zeira and shechted him, slit his throat. So why did the Gemara give you that story? The Gemara is telling you what can happen if you get drunk. The Gemara is telling you don't listen to that. Don't get drunk. And it's not a good thing to do to go and get drunk. And that's what the Beis Yosef continues. It says in our Chos Chaim, Chayav in Shele Besumei Bepuraya, a person has to make himself smell good, so to speak. He has to drink on Purim. Lo sheyishtaker. Doesn't mean get drunk. Shashichut isu gamur. Getting drunk is completely prohibited. Ve'en lecha avira gdola mizo. There's no greater transgression than getting drunk. Shugorem legilu erayot. People get drunk. What? But you're not supposed to get drunk. He's not telling you not to drink. He's telling you not to get drunk. He says when people get drunk, they can be promiscuous. They can kill. The Gemara is telling you even a giant like Rabba, he got drunk, he went and killed Rav Zeira. V'kama averot zulatan, and so many other transgressions. So if a person gets drunk, he's not doing a mitzvah. What should you do? Drink more than you're used to. That's the idea. You drink a little bit more, it affects you. That's the idea that of drinking on Purim. And then the Rama over here quotes from the Ma'ariv that the idea here is that drink and then go to sleep. And that's, he quotes other sources. And he also quotes that they used to have a song that had different stanzas. And on one stanza, you'd have to, the people would cry out when you'd finish that stanza, Ar Haman, and on the other one, Baruch Mordechai. And sometimes it would go back and forth and back and forth, and it was hard to keep track. So the point was, you couldn't keep up with that song. It was a specific song they used to sing, where you had to know where to interject Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai. And that's what the Gemara meant. So that's right. That's what my Rebbeim used to tell us. Some of you are there without drinking, right? That's what they used to tell us. No one told you guys that. Yeah.